With an update from LondonNewsToday.ca, I'm Miranda Chant. The calendar may read spring, but the conditions outside will make it seem more like midwinter. A sharp cold front and snow squalls could see between 15 to 25 centimeters of snowfall across the London region by tomorrow afternoon. Environment Canada has London and eastern Middlesex under a snow squall watch, with the worst of the snow expected tonight into tomorrow. Those squalls combined with strong winds will significantly reduce visibility, making travel dangerous. Several people have been arrested after a six-hour standoff in the Westmount neighborhood. London police surrounded the home at 48 Kinnear Crescent yesterday morning. They had a warrant to search the property, but the people inside refused to come out. After hours of talks, police threw tear gas inside the home and made arrests. There is no word on charges. The 2024 construction season will be London's busiest on record. The work, which is already starting to get underway, will see the city reconstruct 89 lane kilometers of road, improve 35 intersections, and add 34 kilometers of new bike lanes and sidewalks. Among the top 10 projects are the Adelaide Street Underpass and Victoria Bridge rebuild, both of which are to be completed by the fall. Londoners have something to look forward to this summer. East Park has unveiled a $5 million revamp of its water park. Both the iconic Bullet and Caterpillar water slides have undergone upgrades and a new five-slide tower put in place. It's expected East Park's expanded water features will open June 1st. For more on these and other stories, go to LondonNewsToday.ca.